الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعه ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead Him astray. And whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide Him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone and without prophets. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with the word he greeted. Amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today in the khutbah I would like to remind myself and you of something that should be obvious but is not always obvious to us. And that is the fact that we live in a mystery. When I say that, I mean we live in a world, in a the dunya, where our knowledge is very limited. We think we know a lot of things, but we really don't know very much at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Kutiba alaykum kitalu wa huwa kurhu lakum, wa asa'a an takrahu shay'in wa huwa khayru lakum, wa asa'a an tuhibu shay'in wa huwa sharru lakum. Wallahu yalimu wa antum ma yalimu. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, and he's speaking about fighting here, but this is not the crux of the matter today. He says, fighting was prescribed for you, and you dislike it, but it is possible that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you love a thing that's bad for you. But Allah knows, and you don't know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you here that not just fighting, but there's a lot of other things that you may not like, that you have to endure, that you have to go through, that you have to experience, and you don't like it. But it may be that that thing is good for you. And Allah is saying that it may be something that you love. No problem, I'll do it. And that thing may not be good for you. And the real mystery is, you don't know. Allah is telling you, you don't know which is which. So Allah is telling you how limited your knowledge is. You don't even know what's good for you. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with the faculty to understand. And then Allah goes on to say in translation in other ayat, He says, verily the knowledge of the hour is with Allah. It is He who sends down rain and he who knows what is in the wombs, nor does anyone know what is what he will earn on the morrow, nor does anyone know in what land he is to die. Verily, with Allah is full knowledge, and he is acquainted with all things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here, nobody knows the hour of the Yawm al-Qiyamah except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here's some other knowledge you don't have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that no one knows when the rain is going to start to fall. Yeah, they can tell you it's a storm coming, but can they tell you the second that the first raindrop is going to hit the ground? No. This is only the knowledge of Allah. Sometimes the storm comes and passes over and don't rain on you at all. So, again, you don't have, this is knowledge you don't have. And these are just examples that Allah is telling you how limited your knowledge is. And Allah says, he knows what's in the wombs. You say, Brother James, yeah, we can go amniocentesis now. We know what's in the womb, male, female. Yeah, after a certain period you do. But Allah knows before the sperm and the egg get together what it's going to be. Do you know that? No, you don't know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no one knows what they will earn on tomorrow. It says tomorrow, but it means in the future. And apart from right now, this instant, you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know if you're going to get out of here or not, in terms of whether Allah is going to take your life, my life, all of our lives, that he could cause a rock or a plane, anything, to fall, this whole building to collapse and kill everyone here by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hope we do. We pray, we think we do, but we don't know. And Allah is telling us this too. And we don't know where we're going to die. It could be here, it could be halfway around the world. Allah, you don't know that until you die. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us all kinds of examples. Another one Allah says in translation, you don't know who's closer to you in benefit. In Surah Al-Nisa, Allah says, your parents or your children, you know not which is nearest to you in benefit. And you think you would know that, right? You think, well, man, my children are more beneficial to me. I says, you don't know. You don't know. Why? Because praying for your parents can help you get into the Jannah. Help them as well. Children that pray for you help you get into the Jannah. Which is more beneficial? You don't know. And so Allah sets down rules to take care of your lack of knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they ask you concerning the ruh, the spirit, the soul, the nafs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it comes, say to them, tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, it comes by the command of Allah. Little is the knowledge that you have of it. No one knows what is the life force that animates them. No one knows, has seen the root of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't know how it works in yourself. All you know is that Allah said it's there, that he put it in you. So again, this is knowledge you don't have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nobody knows their condition with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that no one knows their full reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. So if I ask you right now, you're going to be in a Jannah? Somebody say, yeah, I'm going to be there. Inshallah, you're going to be there. But you don't know, because you don't know which of your deeds Allah has accepted. You do good deeds, you do what you think are good deeds. And we know the hadiths, right? Of the three people who said, one man said, I built the masjid for you, Allah. Allah said, you lied. You built them so the people call you generous, and you get called you generous. Now I'm taking through the hellfire. Another man said, I taught people the Quran. I learned and taught the Quran so that people, so I could, for your sake, oh Allah, Allah said, no, you lied. You did it so people would call you a reciter of Quran, and they called you that. Now, take them to the hellfire. And the other man pardoned you have? And he said, oh, Allah pardoned you have for your sake. He said, no, you lied. You fought so the people would call you a brave man. And they called you brave, so take him to the hellfire. You see? We think we know. But Allah knows. And so we understand from this that we don't know what Allah has for us until we meet it. So all this advanced knowledge, people telling you the Nasara, the Christian people, and all, say, yeah, we saved, we going to heaven. Yeah, keep on fooling yourself. You know, only Allah knows this. You see. So don't fool yourself. Don't be like them. Don't fool yourself. Understand that you still, the court, the jury is still out on your case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even the Anbiya, even the messengers of Allah don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one day He will gather all of the messengers of Allah together and He will ask them, what was the response you received, meaning to your message, your teaching? And they will say, we have no knowledge. It is you who know in full what that which is given. So here's all of the Anbiya, all of the prophets who preached the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. Allah said, what was the response? They said, we don't know. Only you know what the response was. So it's not just a human, it's not just a regular human being. It's the Anbiya, the highest people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't know, and they didn't say they do know. And even the Malaika say the same thing, the angels. Allah said, tell me the names of these things if you're truthful. They said, oh Allah, we don't have any knowledge except of what you gave us. Only you have the perfect knowledge. You see, so you see, these are just a handful of things that we don't know, that Allah is letting you know that you don't know, so you will know that you don't know. You don't know. You have a knowledge gap. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said that no one knows when the Yawm al-Qiyamah is. And finally, the chief example, one of the biggest examples we have of what I'm speaking about is, maybe most of you read it today, probably in Surah Al-Kahf, the story of Musa and Khidr. Musa, we know he was gifted by Allah with certain knowledges, but Allah says that He gave Musa some knowledge that He didn't give Khidr, and He gave Khidr some knowledge He didn't give Musa. And Musa goes to get this knowledge, to seek, to study with Khidr, and we know that He made a condition for Musa to stay with him. That Musa, you cannot ask me anything until I tell you about it. Whatever you see me do, don't ask me about it until I mention it to you. Musa said, yeah, I can do that. And we know the first instance, they get in a boat, the people know Khidr, they give him a free ride across the river, and Khidr pulls the planks out of the bottom of the boat. And what does Musa do? Does he keep quiet? Anybody know? No, he doesn't keep quiet. He said, why'd you do that? These people just gave us a free ride across the river, now you're destroying their boat. Why? He said, see, I told you. You gotta go. Musa said, No, please, I forgot. Forgive me. Give me another chance. But he says, okay, I'll give him another chance. Now the Tafsir says that when they were in the boat, a bird came and dipped his beak in the water. And Musa said, Khidr says to Musa, he says, Musa, your knowledge and my knowledge together, compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not equal what this bird took out of the ocean. Imagine. These are the learned people of the insan, of the human being. Yet he tells Musa this. So they move on, and we know that they get to a place where some boys are playing, and Khidr calls one of the boys, and then Tafsir says he literally with his own hands tore the boy's head off. Musa is shocked. What? Why did you How could you? This is innocent boy. He said, there you go again. I told you you couldn't stay with me. But give me one more time. Give me one more time. If you find me not patient, then you have reason to tell me go on my way. They go to the town, the people don't give them hospitality. On the way out of town, Kenneth repairs the wall. Let's fall down, and Musa says, you know, you could have got some money for that. These people didn't give us any hospitality. You could have asked for it. He said, that's it, Musa. That's the end. You got to go. But before you go, I'll explain to you the things that I did. He said, there's a king. He's in war. He's in all good boats. These people are poor. They make their living with this boat. If the king comes and sees this boat, he'll take the boat from them and they won't have a way to make a living. So I made the boat defective, they can repair it, and the king won't take it. Number one. This boy that I killed, he was going to be a problem to his parents, and his parents were righteous people. So now they have a chance to have a better child than the one they had. And this wall, under this wall, is a treasure left for two orphans. And if the wall fell down, somebody else might find the treasure. So I repaired it so the treasure would stay intact for them. But you see, Musa had no knowledge of these things. Kidda had knowledge of these things. And in an analogy, this is how we are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we're the Musa character. Oh, Allah, why you do this? Why can't I have that? Why? But come to Allah, Allah is merciful. He doesn't say you have to leave. You know, he says be patient. Hang in there. Inshallah, we'll discuss that in the second part of the khutbah. I'll probably have to go stop the line on that before doing that. Alhamdulillah, Tajiri Samawati wal Ardi Jahil al Malaikati Rusul and Uri Azmiha Tamna wa Tulata wa Ruba Yazidu fil Khalki May Yasha Inna Allah ala Kulli Shayin Qadir. Ashadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we hinted at it just at the end of the first khutbah. What do we do about this knowledge gap that we have? Because it's kind of a conundrum. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to seek knowledge. We have this capacity to learn. So how do we reconcile that with the fact that we can't know everything? We have to prioritize. When you can't know everything, you have to know the most important thing. And the most important knowledge is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
La ilaha illallah.
The brothers have said, La ilaha illallah. If you don't know La ilaha illallah, it doesn't matter what else you know. You can know how far it is to the next galaxy and how big it is, and there are people that have this kind of knowledge. But if you don't know La ilaha illallah and everything that devolves from that, if you don't know in the shaitan alaikum adu'an fatahidhuhu adu'a, verily the shaitan is an enemy to you, so treat him like an enemy. If you don't know that and you know how far it is to the next galaxy, that information is useless. Because it will not save you from the hellfire. You can know how to make $1 million. You can know how to balance a bankroll. You can know any knowledge that there is in this dunya. If you don't know La ilaha illallah, and not the Muhammad Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah, because there are other anbiya, then you have no knowledge at all. None. But if you know La ilaha illallah, then you know Muhammad Rasulullah. Then you know, inna Allah ma sabirin. Then you know, a lot of that is because they were highly so poor. That a lot doesn't is with the patient. That a lot doesn't love to show off people. You know all of the advices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in his book. And that will make up for your lack of knowledge about everything else. Because that's the guidance. That's the huda. And that you have patience. The thing that Allah is teaching us in the story of Musa and Khidr is to have patience. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to you what it is, the good, the benefit of what he has done to you and with you. And what situation he has put you in. Because you don't have control over the situations. But you do have control over how you deal with it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that no one has been given a greater or more abundant gift than patience. Greater because what? Because without patience, you cannot wait on the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot stay away from what Allah has prohibited, and you cannot do what Allah has said to do without patience. And the abundance of patience is this. Patience doesn't run out till you stop it. You're the only one that can end in patience. So as long as you have patience, you'll have patience. With patience comes tawakkul, trust in Allah. Because you're patiently waiting, trusting that Allah will reveal to you the benefit of what He has for you. And that tawakkul makes what? More patience. And that more patience, you should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given you the patience and the trust in Him. And that gratitude increases more patience. So it's a never-ending cycle until you end it. Till you don't have patience. Till you don't have tawakkul. Till you don't have gratitude. And this is how you make up for the fact that as far as dunya knowledge, you can only have a little bit of it. As far as knowledge of the creation, you can only have a little bit of it. But you can prioritize and have the best of knowledge from the book of Allah, from the sunnah of His Prophet. You have the ultimate knowledge. The knowledge that will carry you everywhere over everything. No matter what happens to you. And this is how we solve the mystery of the life of this world. This is the rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in His guidance to you. But you have to avail yourself of it. You can't take it for granted. You have to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just read the words. There's ajr in the words. Every letter has ajr. But the true benefit is not in the words. It's in understanding the message conveyed to you by Allah in the word and placing it in your heart. And we know that the desert Arabs came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it says in the Quran, and they took Shahada. And they said, now we are believers. And he said, no. He said, now you are Muslim. He said, you're not mu'min because the iman hasn't penetrated your heart. You're not living by Islam yet. You're not living with Islam. Islam is not informing every decision that you make. And until that happens, you're not Muslim. Mu'min, you're Muslim. Good. Muslim is good. Mu'min is bad. So inshallah, may Allah help all of us to work towards this goal. May Allah help all of us to not be frustrated by what we don't know. As long as we know la ilaha illallah, there's nothing else that we need to know. Ameen, ya Rabb, ameen. Allahumma akfir li muslimina wa muslimat. Al-mu'minina wa mu'minat. Al-abiyahi minhum wa amwat. Inna qasamiyum kuribu mujibu dawati ya Rabb al-alameen. Rabbina innana samyana munadiya yunadi lil imani an aminu bi rabbikum fa aminna. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون